In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the so-called leave-taking of Christmas. It is the last day that the church celebrates the birth of our Lord. And as such, there was a little change, there were a couple of changes to liturgy. But one of them was that after communion, instead of chanting the normal hymn, we heard the dismissal hymn of Christmas, or of the Nativity. But had this been like most other Sundays, we would have heard this hymn, a hymn that all of us have heard many, many times before. We have seen the light, the true light, and have received the heavenly Spirit. We now have found the true faith by our worshiping the undivided Trinity who has saved us. And this is an especially appropriate hymn, this hymn that talks about light and the Trinity, because we're coming up on the Feast of Theophany, which will be celebrated this Friday evening and Saturday morning, the baptism of Jesus. And we know that in Greek, at least, we very often refer to the Feast of Theophany as Τα Φώτα, the lights. It's a feast that commemorates the light coming into the world. But what light? The light not only that Jesus brings in, but the light of the revelation of the Trinity. And as such, the hymns of Theophany are talk about the revelation of the Trinity. The very well-known dismissal hymn says, "When you were baptized in the Jordan, O Lord, it was revealed to us to worship the Trinity, for the Father did bear witness to you by calling you his most beloved Son, and the Spirit in the form of a dove did confirm the truly spoken word, O Lord, made manifest in light of the world, we give glory to you, O Christ our God." The Trinity made manifest, Christ the light of the world. The Kondakion says, "You revealed yourself today to the entire world, and your light, O Lord, has been signed upon us. Who with knowledge cried to you, came and shone forth, O light unapproachable." And this theme of light is just an elaboration of what we know from Scripture. In Matthew, there is the reference to the prophet Isaiah, and then now applying these words to Jesus. "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned." And in Acts, we hear that Jesus came to open their eyes, and they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And then in John, Jesus again spoke to them, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And this is a somewhat extended introduction to this morning's sermon, where I do want to talk about the subject of light from a way that perhaps we never explicitly think about, but I know that implicitly we think about all the time. This is a time of year that I look forward to because the days are finally starting to get longer. And I think like most mammals, I slow down when the days get short. I don't like it. And I like this time of year as we get more and more sunlight. And you know, as we move forward from this time, having just gone through the winter solstice, we know that in 3 months we'll have that time of year when there's equal daylight and equal darkness, the so-called spring equinox, and then 3 months after that, then will be the time of maximum sunlight, the summer solstice, and 3 months after that, the time of equal sunlight and daylight again, the autumn solstice, or the autumn equinox, and then the winter solstice again, and around it goes. And it's worth noting, by the way, that this is not a linear progression. In other words, there's not the same amount of daylight today as there was yesterday. There's just a teensy bit more. Because at this time of year, when we're around the maximum darkness time, that change doesn't happen too rapidly. It happens most rapidly as we're approaching the equinoxes. It happens most rapidly in springtime and in autumn. And that's why the changes of springtime and the changes of autumn affect us so drastically, because the daylight is changing the most drastically it will change all year long. And I think that, at least I hope and pray, that as we go through life, we appreciate those seasons as they come around. Even here, where this is not a so-called temperate climate, we really only have one season. It's a Mediterranean climate. But even if you don't live in a temperate climate where you have all four seasons, still the change of sunlight, the increase and decrease of the light throughout the year, it shapes us, and we begin to live our life kind of in accordance with those changes. We appreciate them. We appreciate the fact that there are long, lazy days of summer, and we appreciate the fact that the doldrums of winter lead to the beauty of spring. And as I think about this as an Orthodox Christian, I can't help but reflect at how marvelously the Church applies the liturgical calendar to these changes in daylight that happen throughout the year. Think about it. We celebrate the birth of our Lord just a few days after the day of greatest darkness. And that's a great reminder, right? Because the Lord came to bring light to the world. So just as we start to come out of the darkness, He is there, the one who brings light. And that accelerates just a bit as we celebrate the Feast of Theophany that we will do later on this week. And then we enter Great Lent. Great Lent, there's still lots more darkness than light every day. But as we approach the vernal equinox, that speeds up and there's more and more light every day. And I suppose that's why Pascha can't ever be celebrated according to canon law until the vernal equinox has passed. Because now there is more day than light. Christ is the light. He's come into the world. And He's risen. And then we accelerate then into summer, and we approach that time of most sunlight, and lo and behold, we have the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And then we enter those days of summer where we've been through Pascha, where we've been through Pentecost, and we relax a bit and enjoy the blessings of living a liturgical life that is a little bit less encumbered, but certainly one where we have been filled with the Spirit. And then the autumn starts to come upon us, and thank goodness that from August 15th on, we have a series of feasts of the Mother of God, a feast of many saints. And those feasts help to guide us as we get through those times when we start to slip into darkness. And then just when we find ourselves at the height of darkness, we know that the birth of our Lord is just around the corner. And so it goes. And all this is not shared as some sort of a review of astronomy or the liturgical calendar, but just as a reminder why it feels so good and so right to live life as an Orthodox Christian, to walk as someone who is searching for the light. And I think it's beautiful that as we go through that liturgical calendar every year and those changes, that it brings us closer to Christ Himself as we go through the ups and downs, the feasts, the fasts, the light, and the darkness. And this way of living where we are very much bound to the sun and the darkness, this way of living where we choose to bind ourselves to the life of the Church, informs the way that we live our lives individually. Because there are times in life when we find ourselves slipping into darkness. It might not even be something like the temptation of sin, but just slipping into darkness because of uncertainty, of struggle. But we know that the light of Christ awaits us. We can even find ourselves at the depth of darkness. But even then, the light is right around the corner. There are times in life when we can find ourselves in great spiritual renewal. Sometimes that spiritual renewal happens because of something good that happened, more often than not because of something difficult that happened to us. But we seem to grow by leaps and bounds from day to day as our spiritual renewal takes hold of us as we grow closer to Christ. And yes, there are times in our life when we're just bathing in the sunlight like a lazy summer day. And it's not because we are apathetic as Christians, but because we know how blessed we are and we can relax and enjoy it a bit. And we need to enjoy it because life has a way of placing challenges upon us. And so if there are times in our life when we can just lay back and bask in the light of Christ, do it, because life's challenges are right around the corner. Now I will share with you that, like most humans, like most mammals, I suppose, I feel much better. I feel much better when there's sunlight. I like it when the days get longer and longer. And I think I speak for all Orthodox Christians when I say I look forward to the Feast of Lights, to Theophany. I look forward to Great Lent. I look forward to Pascha. This time of year reminds me that no matter how dark the world might seem, the light of Christ is breaking into the world all the time to save us. So with that in mind, as we look forward to the Feast of Lights, as we look forward to the time of Great Lent and Pascha, as we look forward to a time when darkness creeps further and further behind us, as we consider our own lives and our own individual cycles of light and darkness, I can with great confidence and great thanksgiving proclaim that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the season, we have seen the light, the true light, and have received the Heavenly Spirit. We now have found the true faith by our worshiping the undivided Trinity who has saved us.